Gemara in Neshana, the Sama Gimel, there's a big sugya on Tkiyah Shaifa, on the Oifan, how to make Tkiyahs. Paiskim in some in Tavkot Tzadik, also a Mayrach on the Sinyan. Basically, the Torah says that the mitzvah is to make Tkiyahs and Truos. We have a suffix, what a true is. There's a true what we call Shvarim, three short kailas. It would be like a two. Or is it what we call truer? Nine yulalos. Nine short kailas. On what we call shvarim, there's two minhagim. Some make the shvarim shoot them, straight kailas, short straight kailas, like two. And some make it broken, shvurim it's called, a broken curl, like tuhu. And some make it, they break it into three parts. Tuhutu. They do tuhutu. If I'm doing that good. Reb Chaim has an interesting thought that this shayang on the minute of how to do the curlus of the shvarim, if it should be straight or should be broken, is l'chur machagis v'shayinim. Because the Tosis in Rosh Hashanah says that yeshli zoya, you should be careful not to make the shvarim too long. Because if you make the shvarim too long, it'll become a tkiyah, it'll be puzzle. So there's machal between tkiyas and shvarim. If you make the shvarim a little bit too long, it becomes already a tkiyah, and you're not doing the shvarim. But there's a Ramban, in Drushas Ramban, there's a sefer Drushas Ramban, where Ramban answers back this thesis. The Ramban says that it's not a problem if you make it too long. The Ramban says, his lashon is, this is the chiluk between a shvarim and a tkiyah is not the length of the curl, it's not whether it's long or short. Unless it's there called poshut, is there called shava? Unless you take them in the fairish. The chiluk is that tkiyah is poshut, tkiyah is straight, and shvarim is broken, either tuhut, or it's tuhut. And the Ramban basically is saying that as long as you make the shvarim broken, it doesn't make a difference how long it is. Even if it's long, it's not a tkiyah, it's a shvarim. This is the machlokes. The Ramban holds the chiluk between tkiyas and shvarim has nothing to do with the length. It's just in the oifen of the kol. If the kol is straight or the kol is broken. And Tosfos lechayer that's worried about the length of the shvarim, lechayer Tosfos holds that the shvarim is straight. So it's very interesting that this minute, this question of how to tkiyas lechayer is a machlokes Tosfos and Ramban. But then Reb Chaim says that it's that muchach that Tosfos holds. That the shvarim are straight. It could be Tosfos holds that the shvarim are also broken. It's also broken. Just Tosfos holds that the tkiyas could also be broken. Maybe Tosfos holds that the tkiyah could also be a very long tuhu. Like you do very long. Like you do it a very long tuhu. And that's what Tosfos is saying. Really, Tosfos also holds that the shvarim are broken. Only Tosfos holds if you do it too long, even a broken kol, it'll become a tkiyah. But Akpan according to this also, the main machlokes is according to Ramban, as long as it's broken, that's the shvarim. And according to Tosfos, it's something in the length. If it's too long, it's yotze machal shvarim and becomes a tkiyah. In the Sefer Ari Kedem from my uncle, the Michal Shurkin, he writes that he heard from Rabbi Shabbat from Boston, the Nenuk of Abchaim, that he wanted to say a different side. Maybe Tosfos holds that tkiyah has to be also poshut, but not like a plan saying. Maybe Tosfos holds it has to be straight. Only Tosfos is saying that in case you do the shvarim, and Tosfos also maybe holds that the shvarim is broken, but Tosfos maybe holds in case you do the shvarim too long, it'll be a tkiyah psula. That's what Tosfos is saying. That you don't make sure you don't do the shvarim too long, because even if it's broken, but if you do it too long broken, it'll become a tkiyah psula. It also won't be a shvarim. This is just saying, Yeshli Zoy, you have to be careful not to make the shvarim too long, because then it becomes a tkiyah. Right. So it could be, Tosfos is just saying, if you'll make the sound of the shvarim, you'll make it, but if you make it too long, it'll become a tkiyah that's broken. Let's say you do a tkiyah too long, and you do it in a broken sound, a very long, too long. Maybe that's what Tosfos is saying. You'll be yotze machal shvarim will become a tkiyah, only it will be a tkiyah psula. That's right, but b'lamaisa, according to the Ramban, it's not totally the length at all. That's for sure. The Ramban is saying that as long as the kol was shavah, it's a shvarim. the shvarim. But if you do it too long, it's not a shvarim anymore; it becomes a tkiya.
That's Tosafot
hold that. That's Tosafot Beferish. Tosafot Beferish said.
I'm saying the way you learn that they're both broken down, right?
Oh
you're
no.
Saying that they're both broken. Oh,
Reb Chaim was.
Saying, all right? No. That's what you said.
No, thing now is true.
Right, that's a shayla. Reb Chaim first wants to say that the Tosafot holds, obviously, the whole thing is totally done. That's who's Mohawk. The whole thing is in Lam. But then Reb Chaim says maybe Tosafot also holds that the tkiya could be an oifen shava, could be a broken coal. Only if it's too long, it becomes a tkiya. A tkiya ksher. Tanya Rebbe Shabbat, maybe Tosafot means if it's too long, it becomes a tkiya psula. If you do a long broken shvarim, if you do the shvarim too long, even if it's broken, it won't be a shvarim, it will be a tkiya, but it will be a tkiya with a broken sand, and then it will be a tkiya psula.
Shvarim
itself
is a tkiya. Could be long. The only reason that's no good is because now it's nechos tkiya.
Right.
The shvarim itself could be long.
Well, that's the machlokes tesis and the
Ramban. It's only because it's nechos tkiya. It's only because it can be switched. Because it becomes a tkiya.
Right.
But if it doesn't become a tekiya, the shvarim is okay to be long. It's not that the shvarim.
But has a maximum. It can only be a certain length according
only
to this.
It becomes
right. So it's normal shvarim. Normal shvarim. So these are the three ways to learn the machlokes. Agaponim, the ones that do the shvarim broken, they have 1 mile. If you do tehutut, you have 1 mile. In case you do it too long, according to Ramban, you for sure yetzah. It's going to Ramban, it's not totally in the land. As if you did too long, but as long as it's broken cold, it's going to Ramban, because that's a din shvarim. That's a din shvarim. So you eat some. Mashenkin, if you do it straight, and in case you do it a little bit too long, in case the baltikai is a little bit too long, you won't be eitzah. So this is very interesting. These two minhagim, whether to do the shvarim straight, but to do it in a broken curl, shvurim, that would be a chayr machlekes tesis and Ramban. In Hari Kedem, he has another very interesting aura, big chiddush, he wants to say. He says, we know, we spoke about this a few times, we know it's machlekes in Gemara, in Brachas, Daf Yigimel, in other places, where the mitzvah sichas kavana. One man holds that mitzvah, it's not enough to do the maisa mitzvah, you have to have kavana for the mitzvah. You don't have kavana for the mitzvah, you're not yetzah. And Shulchan Aruch Chaim, Simen Samach, and Chas Kishma is machmir like the Shita Mitzvah Chaskavana. So Rabbi Shabbat from Boston, Shulchan Aruch, he wants to say a chiddush that it can zayin that for Mitzvah Chaskavana you're not yetsu with Kavana alone. You have to say b'peh. You have to say b'dibah. You have to say y'machavan l'shem mitzvah. And his mocha is because there's a Tosafot Shita on three halachas, Tosafot Machadish, that the three places where we find halacha machshava, Tosafot Machadish is not enough for machshava. Bemis has to be bediba. One place is in the end of Hamafkid in Bamitzid, from Gimel and Beis. The Mishnah says that on the din of Shalech Bayad, when a Shema takes a bikadim of somebody, if he's Shalech Bayad, if he takes it for himself, he's Chai Bainzin. He becomes a Zevi Agana, a Gazlan, and he's Chai Bainzin. Someone gives someone a bikadim to watch, and he's a Shemachinim or Shemesacha, and he's Potter from Einstein, but in case he takes it for himself, then already lightning strikes it, and this happens, he's chayiv. So in the Mishnah, Beishamai Sheet is, even Hachush of the Shoyach Bayad is chayiv by Einstein. Just Machshava, just that he thought about taking it, he's already chayiv. And Besilnus Chayilak, in the Gemara of the Machoikas is in the Drasha. According to Besilnus, you have to do an actual mice of taking the Bikadon. But according to Beishamai, it's even with Machshava. So Taisa says over there, it's a short Taisa, says a chiddush, half Machshava is lav davka, it really needs deeper. Even according to Beishamai, if you just think that you're going to be Shalech Bayad, it's not enough, you're not chayev. Beishamai, when he said that choshev Shalech Bayad doesn't mean just Machshava, it means deeper. You have to say that you're going to take it. If you said so, that's when you're chayev. And that Beitzilul says, even that you're not chayev. You have to actually take the begotten. But according to, again, even though the Mishnah says, according to Beishamai, that a choshev l'shloach b'yad is chayiv, so Tosafot is lav davka machshava really needs deeper. And Tosafot compares this, Tosafot says, the same halacha will be by pigle. We find in the Torah in Pashat Tzav, it's a Mishnah in Zvachim, the Chazayin, the Mishnah explains all the details, that there's a din of pigle. That when the Kohen is doing the Avodah, doing the Shechita, even Shechita Sher B'zor, even if Azor does the Shechita, when you do Shechita of a carbon, if you have in mind to either the Zrika or the Achsara or the Achila, the Achazmanai, then the carbon is possible and becomes pigle. For example, the zrika has to be that day before shkia. First of all, while he's shechting, he has in mind he's going to be zerik the dam. If the shkia, that carbon is pigle. Another case would be if you have to be machted emurim that day or that night. In case during the shkita he has in mind, he has a machshava that he's going to be machted emurim on the mizbeach, the part that goes on the mizbeach. If the alois hashacha, after the day and the night pass, by the next morning, lachas manai, it's pigle. And the third halacha pigle is an achila. Most kabbonis you have to eat, you have one day and one night. We have some kabbonis, kabbon shlomim, you have 2 days and one night. But if you have in mind while you shech that you're going to eat the kabbon, the part that's eaten either by the bialim or the part that's eaten by the kohen, you have in mind that you're going to eat it lachas manai, that's pigle. And pigles are, first of all, you're ever allowed in the Torah of Le'yachashev. And second of all, the bosa becomes a din pigle that anyone that eats that bosa is chayav karis. That bosa becomes a pigle, which is chayav karis. So pashut, you learn the Mishnah, and you look, even the pasuk in the Torah says Le'yachashev, pashut, this halach is a din of machshava. But Torah is mechadish, no, because the Torah says, this din of machshava is lavdach from machshava, it has to be bediva. Person just thinks that he's going to be zorek, or be machdeh, or he's going to eat a lachas manai. There's no dim pigle. Pigle is dafka, but it has to say bediva. On the first halacha by Shalech Bayad, that has to be bediva, Bemis, Rashi says the same thing, Achaira. Rashi says, on that halacha, according to Beishamai, that a choysh of a Shalech Bayad, we become Nizchai, is a Rashi, Amar Bethnei Edom, he says in front of Edom, Etto Pekadonina Shalplaini, I'm going to take that guy's Pekadon that he gave me to watch, last me, I'm going to take it for myself. So Rashi also says that Amar Bethnei Edom, he says it. And then it's part of the reason. Because he doesn't say it, how could you be mechayev him? How could you be mechayev him in Bezdin? How's anyone supposed to know what he was thinking? Of Taisus, Rem is saying a bigger chiddush. Because Rashi is just saying a practical reason why you have to have diva, because you need aidim to know. But even according to Rashi, the Allah would be, if a person just said machshava, there would be a din sheikh bayat. He would be chayev ba'in sin. Nafkamin would be klapish ma'agaliyah, if a person wants to do tshuva. If a person had a mind to be sheikh bayat, he didn't tell anybody. And then after the oinus happened. If he wants to do tshuva, he's an el chayid, he has to come and be moida. And he does all the gmeid, and then he has to be moida, that he had a mind to be shalech bayad, and he's chayiv b'ainsin. But Taisi Mechadish, when he compares it to the pigle, obviously Taisi Mechadish knows that the whole halach of shalech bayad, even according to Beishamai, hach machshava lav davka. This machshava is lav davka, it has to be bediva. I'll go upon him, Taisi is Mechadish, and these two halachas, even though this is machshava, Taisi says it has to be bediva. And the Rishabeh says there's really another Taisis. It compares it to one other halacha. There's a Taisis in Bechiris, that's in Tess, and there's a famous halacha that Trumas Nitenos Machshava. Truma, you can take off just Machshava, just thinking about it. If you look at a pile of Tfua and you think in your mind that the Truma should be on the Durham side, on the north side, or the Mizrach side, or the east side, he picks one specific spot and he says, this should be the Truma, that's Truma. You don't actually have to be Mafashib B'maisa. Okay, it's enough for machshava. So Tosfos class over there is really, even though the Gemara does say Truma is telling us for machshava, that Truma is enough for machshava, does it really mean machshava? Tosfos is have to say no. Tosfos is have to say it means diba. Even Allah Truma tells us machshava doesn't mean machshava. It means diba. You have to say it. You have to say the Truma is on the Dharam side. You have to say it. So we see in these three halachas, Tosfos machadish. Even though these three halachas are machshava, Tosfos says machshava is lavdafki. You really need diba. Is a man of Yeshua wants to two way from Pelander Yechidah. She wants to say the same thing for Mitzichas Kavana. Mitzichas Kavana would not be enough for Machshav according to Taisis, maybe, according to the Shita. You would have to have Diba. And we Pelander Gazach, a person could put on Tfilin every single day. If he doesn't say, L'Shem Mitzvah Tfilin, he's not Yetzah. It's not enough just to have Machshav for Mitzvah Tfilin, or Mitzvah Shaifa, or any Mitzvah. You have to say Bediba. The ones that say Hinni Muchlim Zumin, his Mumin Chasidim, Nisach Svad, they say Hinni Muchlim Zumin by most mitzvahs, I say, they would be Yetzu with that. I was looking at our Machzorim don't really say it. We don't, the Nashas doesn't really say Hinni Muchlim Zumin. What? The second, I was thinking, maybe, you know, the emphasis is by most mitzvahs, you make a birchas mitzvah, you make a bracha, or you hear the bracha, you hear the bracha, and chay, with the bracha, that's the diva of Hashem mitzvah, because you're making a bracha. But by shayfa, we know. Right, I was thinking that also, there's a chayyotah.
Chayyotah would be not like this.
Chayyotah would be not like this.
I can't believe there's no right. somebody's oifer on the side of the side of the place that he has to kill. He's looking to see what he
said. He wants to say Shchidish. But again, getting back to the story, the bracha is always really a diva of kavanah. Sorry, always really the bracha. But what about? I was thinking of tkiyas shayfa. We have tkiyas the mumin and tkiyas the miyushim. We make the bracha before tkiyas the mumin. Well, according to this, you have to have mitzichas kavanah later on again by the shayfas of machias, and later on an hour later by the shayfa that we blow by zechrinus, and later and again by the shayfas.
I was thinking
one chiluk might be, I think Meir was saying this a little bit, I think one chiluk might be, even though he ends that way, Rishu wants to say such a chiddush that Mitzichas Kavanah was pointed to Tosfos as the B'diva, but one chiluk might be that by all these three things, all you have is machshava, you have no maisa at all. By a mitzvah, you have the maisa mitzvah also. By these three things, Shalech Bayad, according to Beis Shammai, all you have is machshava l'shalech Bayad, just machshava at all. And by pigul, all you have is machshava to be zarek. The maisa of shchita is not really a maisa of the pigul, if I can't. The maisa of shchita is the mitzvah. The pigul is just the machshava, but there's no maisa there at all.
You don't always have it. If you listen to Megillah, if you listen to Shoyf, you don't have.
But there is, but that's a Maisa Shmiya. That's Maisa Shmiya. The third case of Truman, he tells Machshava also. It's only Machshava, there's no Maisa. Even if you actually Machfish the Maisa afterwards, that's not hitting anything. But we have a loss of Truman, tells Machshava. The Machshava does everything. It created all, there's no Maisa over here. Even though there's a Maisa Nesina, but the Maisa Nesina is a Maisa Machashashashin, some hold that's a whole separate Mitzvah of Maisa Nesina. And even if it's not, it's also it's a separate maisa. But on a truma, you tell us machshava, you have a machshava without a maisa. Maybe over there, wherever you have a machshava which has no maisa with it, that's where it takes the machadish. Machshava itself is not enough. You have to have diva. But by a maisa mitzvah, where you do have a maisa mitzvah, you have a shmiyas kol shayfa, where you have a natinah slumah, where you're putting on tefillin, that the machshava is just needed to be, the mitzvah kavanah is just mistarf to the maisa. But since you have a maisa, maybe over there, you don't need diva. And another way to do machalak, I was thinking, is that in these three cases, the machshava tutefa is poel chalois, creates a chalois, it makes an effect. By shleich bayad, it makes a chalois ganet, it makes a chalois dichay and abayins, it makes a chalois. By pigul, it makes a chalois pigul, maridik a chalois, it makes that this chetza, this basa now is this pigul, so it's chai bekrisis. And by truman tells machshava, it makes a chalois that you're creating truma. That's where you could say, to make a chalois, that's what takes machadish, the machshava is not enough to need diva. Hashenkev a mitzvah chaskavana. There's no chalois. It's just a tenai in the kiyum a mitzvah. In the kiyum a mitzvah, according to Shmandami, you have to have kavana. But you're not really doing a chalois. So ken zayin a machshava which doesn't have to tuif a chalois, that has to be parallel chalois. That type is moida. That machshava alone is not going to diva. But pasha is a nice as I fix the world that the mitzvah chaskavana pasha chay you don't need diva. Not like this, but you have to answer the kasha. Why is it different than the Tosfos Chiddush by the other halacha of machshava? It's not enough machshava to diva. Another shugalar is in Shulchan Aruch, in Archaim, it's in Tafkuf Tadgan, Sif Gimbal, Machal Paskins, Sar Chloima es Musve, Yemiz Karan Azeh. When you dab a Musif, normally when we dab a Musif on, Musif is what they call Musif. Every day, Musif literally means added on, Moshe Nosif, Moshe Iran, it's an added on carbon for that day. Every day has a carbon Tomash Shacha, which is Vidav Shachas in the place of the carbon Tomash Shacha. And on Rosh Chodesh and Yom Tovim, we have a carbon, and Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, we have a carbon Musif, we have an extra carbon that's brought. So we always say, it's Musif, Yom Rosh Chodesh says that, we always mention Musif of Yom Chazasukah says that, we always mention Musif of that day. On Rosh Hashanah, we say the Musif of Yom Zikaron says that. But the Shulchan Aruch says you shouldn't say Musaf Lashon Yachid, you say it's Musfei. The Musafim of Yom Yitzchak Nezek, they Nichlo Gam Musaf Shchedesh. Like the Shulchan Aruch, to add on the word the Musaf of Shchedesh, because remember, Rosh Hashanah is not only Rosh Hashanah, it's also Shchedesh. It's also Shchedesh Tishrei. It's one of the 12 Rosh Chodeshim of the year. So when you have to be on Rosh Hashanah, besides bringing the carbon Musaf, the extra carbon for Rosh Hashanah, they also brought the extra carbon for Shchedesh. The Siri Chattas. So the Shulchan Aruch says you have to mention Musve Yom Yizikari. Even though you just say Yom Yizikari, you don't say Rosh Chodesh Yom Yizikari refers to Rosh Chodesh also, because Rosh Chodesh is also Shtuk Yom Yizikari. Every month we have Shtuk Yom Yizikari, we have a kapara from Rosh Chodesh. And then the Mechavi adds on, the Gam B'Yom Sheni Yom Yitz Musve. Even the second day of Rosh Hashanah we say it's Musve. So on, and that's the way it is. If you look in the Machzor and you pay attention, when we have a Musaf on both days of Rosh Hashanah, we have in mind the Kav Musaf of Rosh Hashanah and the Kav Musaf of Rosh Chodesh. So B'chaim is a Yeshakasha on this halacha. Why do we say it's Musaf in the second day of Rosh Hashanah? The second day of Rosh Hashanah is definitely not Rosh Chodesh. The first day of Rosh Hashanah is Av Tishrei. The second day of Rosh Hashanah is Beis Tishrei. It's already the second day of the month. It's definitely not Rosh Chodesh. Every time we have 2 days of Rosh Chodesh, it's always the first day of Rosh Chodesh is Lamed of the month before, and the second day of Rosh Chodesh is Aleph of the new month. And it's the second year, which one is Rosh Chodesh? We have 2 days of Rosh Chodesh. But Rosh Hashanah, we have 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, but there's no question that the first day is Aleph Tishrei, and the second day is Beis Tishrei. So it's definitely not Rosh Chodesh. So why do we say it's Musve on the second day? That's a Chaim's Kasha. So I was thinking, I think the Pashta Teretz is, the Maisa, why do we have 2 days of Rosh Hashanah? The reason why we have is the whole Sugya in Be'ah Daf Hei. It really is also Minigav Sena B'yadenu. It's also because in the times when they were Mekadosh HaPiriya, today we're Mekadosh HaPir the Luach. We have a Cheshbin and from Mimois Hilma Zakin, from Mimois Hilma Nasi, and right there we have the Cheshbin, we have the whole Luach telling us exactly which Chadashim are Me'uba, which are not, what day is Rosh Chodesh. But in the times of Mekadosh HaPiriya, there were some times when Rosh Hashanah could have been then it could have been on Lamed, Elo, and the second day of Hashanah could have been on Aleph Tishrei. So because of Minigav Sena B'Yadenu, and then there are chalukah between the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah and the 2 days of Rosh Chodesh that we always have, and 2 days Yom Tov we always have. The Gemara says it's the Siyam Arichta, the other chalukah. But the basic reason for the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah was also because of Shtugel Sveik and Yema. So the whole meaning of a Sinai B'Deinu of making 2 days of Shana was really of a Suffolk, which is the first day of Shana. So mainly it could be that we feel as if the second day of Shana, the way Avicenna did it, the way they had a second day of Shana, when they did it, always was a Suffolk of being the first day of Shana. So we treat the second day of Shana like Aleph Tishrei, the Suffolk. Because mainly, if it would be Aleph Tishrei, it would be Rosh Chodesh. That's why we say it's Musvei. So I'm not really sure what the Chaim Solkasha was. I mean, it's Mipia Shmua, so you have to know maybe there's some sort of mistake and how it was given over. I'm not sure if you really asked the Kasha. But the Chaim is the Pasha of Teretz, that the second day of Rosh Hashanah is all, we treat it like the first day of Rosh Hashanah. And the first day of Rosh Hashanah was Rosh Chodesh, that's what we say, it's Musvei. But it's interesting that the Chaim do Paschal, and the Mishnah Berurah brings down, that a person makes a mistake the first day of Rosh Hashanah, and he says it's Musaf Yom Yizikaron, he doesn't say it's Musvei, he has to daven over. Because you only davened Musaf of Rosh Hashanah. You didn't mention the second Musaf. You didn't mention the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh. The person doesn't say it's Musaf the first day, he has davened. But the second day, you're supposed to say Chachinas Musaf, but if you make a mistake and you say just as Musaf, you don't daven over. So according to this, it's very good, this halacha, because the only reason you're saying it's Musaf is a Chachinas, because the Medic of the Sinai B'Yadenu, Abu Lamaisa, the second day Rosh Hashanah is Beis Tishrei. It's not Rosh Chodesh. That's why it's Takana Makiv. In Daf Torah, on the first day of Shana, we learned in Shmuel Aleph, the beginning of Shmuel Aleph, the whole the Maisa of Chana was in Akara, and Chana Davin, the famous Tzigas Chana, and she was there to have a son, Shmuel Navi. Pasha, the reason why we learned this Daf Torah is because it's Doimet to Kriyas Torah. If you look in the Gemara Mamalikin, the original takana of Haftaris was to remind you of the Kriyas HaTorah. Because there was a tkufa when the Goyim were Goyim on the Yidden, and they did not lay out Kriyas HaTorah. So Chazal was stuck, and then we can't have Kriyas HaTorah, but we should lay in Haftarah to remind you what the Pasha was. There was always something to remind you, there was something similar. So the Lenaining of the first day of Hashanah was Hashem Pocket Asara. When Sari Menu was in Akara, and Hashem Sari Menu had Charles, had Yitzchak, Aminu. As a male, that's why we named this Haftarah of Chana was also an Akara and she had a child. There's a Chassam Sofer in Shulchan Aruch on the side, in the side of Shulchan Aruch, in the Tavka Pei Aleph, where the Chassam Sofer writes, the oy is another reason, the Nafiyah Mephusim, because as is well known, the Tfilas Chana Hoi Rosh Hashanah, Tfilas of Chana was on Hashanah, Achri Ochla of Achri Shasi, after she drank, after the Chosh she had a suit, the Yom Tov Rosh Hashanah. The Mephusim bring down that what the Chassam Sofer says, Nafiyah Mephusim, that this is so well known, that the whole Mice of Chana was on Hashanah, is a Zoyah Kaddish and Pastor Pinchas that says this, that it was on Rosh Hashanah. That's another reason for Rabbi Lane. I heard from my uncle, Rabbi Michal, he said, it's long year, and he heard from Beshaveh, Sechon Avracha, that he went to the same Shana Pasuk in this capital in Tanakh. It says in that capital, Vayhi Hayayim, it was that day. If you look inside the whole Maisa of Chana, it says, Vayhi Hayayim, it was that day the Chana got up and she went to Davos. That's also Zayah Kaddish. It says Vehi Yom. When it says Yom, it means there's such a Zayah Kaddish. Vehi Yom means for Shana. But the Rishu is just telling on what's the Pshutish Mikra, what's Pashat Shat in the Pasuk. Vehi Yom, it was that day. Like, what happened that day? It sounds like something happened that day, the Chana was Adam. What happened that day? So he touches very good, because if you look in the Pesukim, you see the whole Maisa was that Chana was married to Elkanah. Elkanah was a Tzavik from Gedol Yadah, and Elkanah had interesting minig that besides being on the regal 3 times a year, he used to go, the Pasuk says, Miyamim Yamima. He used to go very often up to Yerushalayim, to travel to Yerushalayim with his whole family and his behemoth, and he'd bring kabbonis. And then Farshim bring down, the Joshim say that the part of the reason was Elkanah used to want to be mashpia on people, he liked to travel, so as he was traveling up to Yerushalayim, he would stop by and he would be maybe kirachokim, be mashpia on people, be mashpia people in the type. So then the Sukkim say when he came to the Beis HaMikdash, he was makav his kabbonis, and he made a suda for the parts that was called Shlomim, the parts that the Bailam eat, and he came with his wife Chana, and he came with his second wife Penina and her children, and he gave everyone in his family a mana, a portion to eat, and to Chana he gave keflayim. To Chana he gave a double portion to show a little bit extra chiba. And the Pasuk says that Tifka Chana was crying because she was in a car and she did not want to eat. And then the Pasuk says, V'yoyman lo Akana Isha, Akana her husband said to Chana Chana, Lama Sifki, V'lama Yisaychli, why are you crying? Why don't you eat? V'lama Yerin lo Vavech, why do you feel bad? V'lama Yilechi Tov lach Masor Abonim, I'm better to you than 10 sons. You have me, I'm better to you than 10 sons. V'zok Tiv Yishabed, that's the V'yayayim. When Chana heard these words that her husband Akana said to her, I'm better to you than 10 sons, she heard in his voice, in his words, that Elkanah was being miyayish himself on her having children at that point. Till then, Chana, of course, was davening for herself, but she also was saying that her husband's davening, because she felt her husband is a great tzaddik, husband's davening. But once she heard her husband say to her, I'm better to you than 10 sons, she felt that her husband's giving up already. When she realized her husband's giving up, she realized there's no one left but herself. She has to daven for herself. And that's the Pesukim continue, but Tokum Chana, Chana got up, and she went to Beis HaMikdash, and she said a famous tila, and we learned out many halachas of tila from Chana, that it should be Balachash, it should be Benanue Haguf, and that was the Vayihi Hayoyim. Vayihi Hayoyim, when she heard that her husband gave up, that's when she realized she has to go down herself. Engel Yishoyim, El Nadine Shbashamayim. We have another minute to say. I saw a Shana Mashal for Yom Adin, maybe then we saw it in the Tidagillion a few weeks ago. He says that the Chidush Harim said over this Mashal, B'Shem Tzadik Echad. The Chidush Harim heard this Mashal from a different Tzadik and he used to say it over. He said there was a Yid, he was a great Segevia, and his business was he had a Matif Yayin, he had a big wine cellar, a very valuable wine, big barrels of a very old wine, valuable wine, and it was worth a fortune. And each big barrel of wine he had a berez, had like a spout, a little faucet, and he would sell his wine like that. People would bring pitchers, and he would pour them off a pitcher, and he would sell them the expensive wine. One day, the gevir came to visit him, a chashuv person came to visit him, and he told the shamish, for this person, I want to give him some of my best wine. And he told him where it is, go downstairs into the wine cellar, the 7th row, the 3rd barrel to the left, tell him exactly where it is, bring me up a pitcher of wine to be mechabedim. I said they're waiting there for about an hour, and the shamash doesn't come back. And Gvieg gets a little worried, and he goes downstairs to see what's going on, and he sees Yomus Chamash, he almost passes out, he sees somebody opened up all the faucets, and all his fortune, all his wine is pouring out onto the floor, is getting lost. The first of the year, he runs, he's knee-deep in the wine, and he turns off every faucet to save what he can, but he lost the fortune, and he finds the Shamash is on the floor over there, he's shaken, he's drunk, he's drinking the wine. And he starts screaming in the Shamash, how can you do this to me? How can you be mazik me like this? Look what you did. And the Shamash looks up at him and he says, not only that, but I want a raise. The mashal is to us that the Rebbeinu Shlomo wants to be made to Klai Yisrael. The Rebbeinu Shlomo wants to give a Shefa Bracha to Klai Yisrael. Because of Marathon of our Avodah, that Shefa Bracha that the Rebbeinu Shlomo wants to give to Klai Yisrael ends up being poured on the floor. The Rebbeinu Shlomo wants to give it to us. We do Avodah, so if we don't get it, it ends up all going poured on the floor. And what do we say after that? We come to Rebbeinu Shlomo in Yom HaDin and he said, you know, the Panasa I had that you gave me last year, it's not enough. I want a raise. He said, also, I want any more Panasa. He's asking, not only that, but I want a raise. That's the Nimshal. This is the Zechazin, Alan Sushiva Shlema. Steve Shlema Deva.